Chapter 4, Vermont. Copley's Circle is a neat neighborhood. The houses are small, but there's space between them, and they all have little front yards with patches of artificial grass. The uniformity of the neighborhood reminds Jackson of a military base. Rows of largely identical buildings lined up like a TA company at morning orders. There are hydro cars parked in front of many houses, personal transportation, an almost inconceivable luxury in a PRC. 4408 Copley Circle sits at the end of a long cul-de-sac. Out here, there are air filtration units in the windows as well. But as Jackson steps into the walkway that leads from the road to the front door of number 4408, she notices that their environmental unit isn't even running. The air is so clean out here. She presses the button for the doorbell, and once again, she feels a bit of hope flaring up. Hope to have her ring unanswered. Hope that the McKinneys are out to visit friends for the day, or down in the clean air of Panama for the season, so she can turn around and get back onto the train to Burlington with a somewhat intact conscience. Then she hears the sound of footsteps inside. The door opens and Jackson finds herself face to face with a tall man who looks to be in his 60s. He has thinning red hair that's gray in many spots and the soft-edged look of a government employee, someone who has regular access to something other than soy patties and recycled sewage. They look at each other for a moment, and he studies her uniform with an expression of mild distaste on his face.
"How can I help you?"
he asks, in a tone that makes clear that he rather wouldn't. Jackson takes a deep breath, and then finds that she has no idea what to say to the man whose daughter she killed 2 days ago. "My name is Corporal Camilla Jackson," she says. "Are you Anna McKinney's father?" He looks past her briefly as if he expected more people to have come with her. Then his gaze flicks back to Jackson, or rather, her uniform.
"You're not on official business,"